Next item is Smith Acres subdivision, consideration of substantial construction.
This item was deferred at the February 20th meeting. It's a six-lot subdivision that received final approval on February the 8th of 2001. The owner advised the staff by letter that he was not aware of the sunsetting provisions of the subdivision ordinance. The owner is requesting that the subdivision be considered underway since the existing dirt road on the site already serves as access for six other parcels, where he's requesting a time extension. Lawrence Nye went out on the site on February 28th of this year, and we found that there's not been any work done to date, basically the same as it was back in 2000.
Oh, a pothole might have been a little deeper. It's real sandy out there, too.
So it was approved in 2000 and then had 2 one-year time extensions? Or no, never asked for a time extension?
They got the final approval. He didn't need any time extension. It was just never built.
He wasn't aware of the five-year sunset regulation.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're talking about sunset. Okay, yeah, sunset. Okay.
You know, he'd been working with the agency, and as far as I know, he'd got almost all his approvals. But
well, I think the applicant is here, and we'll ask him to come forward, maybe, and tell us, fill us in on how things got to be the way they are, if you would, Mr. Littleton.
My name is Lee Littleton. What is you?
We'd like to know how things got to be the way they are.
Well, two or three things. First of all, got it all approved, and then there was a question about the right-of-way, and went back and tried to get right-of-way, and couldn't get to what we thought. Then when it went on for years, and of course I thought that as long as it's been approved, whenever we get to it, sometime we could go ahead and start on the project. Then just recently I found out that you mean the sunset? I didn't know that. So I'm asking for a one-year extension because everything's been approved. As a matter of fact, right now, Kirchich is doing the work and told me the only thing, if you approve this, gives 1 year extension, that all they got to do is they got everything ready, all the agencies and everything, except that they have to go before the county engineer and get his approval. And then we could proceed. And that's what I'm asking for, is to a one-year extension and give us a chance to go ahead and do it. Of course, that road's been there for ages, 100 years, I suspect.
The situation was that the majority of what he was building, he's going to be improving in a road that already existed that serves several other parcels that were created before subdivision application was filed on the same road. So he's going to be making the improvements to the road. And he had to make the improvements all the way out to the main road.
Yeah, that's right.
Back
all the
to
way.
Serve his property.
All the way out to the main road. Inclusive. 454, I think it is. Yeah. And see, there's two or three families lives past this property. There's two or three on the east side and also on the west side. In other words, it's just left in the middle there. And that dirt road has been there, and just want to get that dirt road, get it improved. And if we can, county engineer, that's that tell me it's all that's left. They have to go get done.
Well, if you had final approval, let me see, in February of 2001, the county engineers approved it. You just have to, because it's 6 years later, you got to get it up, brought up to date.
Yeah, well, that's what the engineering people tell me. They got this goes through, then they can get a 1 year extension. They got to go to the county engineer again, because all the other agents have been approved, the highway. Of course, the road's been there. They got the type of entrance. The highway's giving us type of entrance they want there.
Well, it's only six lots, but I don't know if we're setting a precedent or not. You know, that's the only thing I can feel for Mr. Littleton. But you know, it's probably going to be an improvement to the road, but you know, what do you feel, Mr. Knight? What's your position?
Well, the sunsetting would have taken place, if I figured that right, would have been February 8th of 06. That's run over a year. Over. I know that there's been some retroactive action, but I'm not sure we're ever going back that a year or not. I just don't know. I don't remember. Without going back and saying which ones, there's not been that many where we went retroactive on. Just, they were a month behind or a couple months behind or something of that nature. I just don't remember.
Do you anticipate your engineer apparently was pretty adamant about making sure you got a one-year extension. Do you really anticipate doing any construction within a year?
I mean, yes, I do. No. Of course, that was one of the holdups to begin with. I didn't have the money, but now then I can get the money. In other words, have enough other assets that I can, if I have to, I can borrow the money and get the job done.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
If I might. I'm assuming these lots are going to be served by on-site wastewater septic systems?
There's another place I got trapped. I had the site evaluations done on them in '02, and they sunset, but then I went back to them, and last month, February, they extended me and gave me 5 more years. They extended the site evaluations. See, they used to be forever.
Right.
They were forever. Site evaluations were forever until they changed it, and like I told them, I didn't know land flowed like water, but anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to bring that out. I brought that to commission of the staff that on March 2nd, 2002, site evaluations were given a 5-year sunset period. As Mr. Littleton said, they expired on March the 11th of this year if you had not acted and gone forward and gotten your permit. And now a permit is only going to be good for 2 years with probably no extension to that, but that'll be handled. But you're saying that you've gotten an extension prior to the 5-year sunset of the septic.
Yes, I went there and left the site evaluations, what they've been done and everything, and they approved them. And I was surprised. I said, we got some, they called me, said, we got some site evaluations for her. And so I was surprised. I went over and they were standing until 2012.
Good for you.
Do we have copies in the file?
Not at the extension, but we had all the other approvals when it was.
But we should get a copy if it's.
Yeah, I can give you the, I got them at home. And the one lot out front, I mean, not out front, but the lot number one, which they had gotten the wrong number and come find out, I don't know why they put the wrong name on there. But 2 years ago, a year, I come back to the county and got the correct name on it, Delmar Feed Mills. And that was the one that they said. So it's been put in to draw up a septic system plan. It's been already turned into them for that one.
Mr. Chairman, can I ask a question, Mr. Abbott?
Sure.
When a final approval is given on a subdivision, does the letter indicate anything about the sunset or?
They do now, or for the last couple years, I'm trying to find where this one is.
That doesn't do.
No, if I recall correctly, there was no sunset on.
Well, it wouldn't have said sunset. It would have said it was valid for so many years to be substantially underway. It was in there. I saw it the other day. I can't remember what it said, though.
Back in February of 2001, the final approval letter didn't reference anything about the sunsetting provision. I don't have my subdivision ordinance with me, but it might not even.
I got it.
Sure, when that went into effect.
With the sunsetting? Well, the sunsetting provision went all the way back to anything that wasn't built.
Yeah.
It covered it. It just, sunsetting was, that was April 29th of 1997. When that regulation went into effect. Any major subdivision approval granted by the commission and subsequent to the effective day of this section shall be rendered null and void if substantial construction is not commenced thereon within 5 years, et cetera.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I think I share some of the sentiments of Mr. Gordy in terms of setting a precedent in this matter. Whether we should consider consulting with counsel first before we make a motion, or
we deferred it last time for the same reason. I got anything back.
Well, counsel, do you have a comment, counsel?
I might have a different view of the 30 or 50 lot subdivision, but six lots,
There is 8 acres of land there. I mean, of course, so it, part of it is down in ranch wetlands, but and there's four of them, if I remember, takes a gravity, cap fill gravity, and the other two take a cap and fill, or LPP, but four of them takes gravity.
Because, you know, we have a similar matter that we deferred tonight, dealing with the Philadelphia Pentecostal that was dealing with an issue of perhaps sunsetting. And that was, 12 or 15? So, do we?
Yeah, that
was conditional use.
That was conditional use. Okay.
And that was more than 13 months on that one.
Right.
Like 3 years.
A minute.
Close to 3 years, isn't it, Shane, on that Pentecostal church thing?
That was a long time.
It was granted in December of 2000.
Yeah, it's our council's advice is to defer, so I think we should probably follow it.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I move that we defer Smith Acres subdivision until we talk to our legal counsel reference this.
Second.
The move and seconded to defer action on Smith Acres subdivision consideration of substantial completion on Road 454. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.